Hi, Candido.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
I'm happy.
Oh, what's going on?
I want to cancel local supplies. I know I pay in the whole year almost $2,000 for nothing. It's incredible. I can't believe that.
Okay,
I want to cancel right now.
I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions and your voice verification recording, you agreed to an automatic renewal. So I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but I will go over a couple of options for you. My first question to you, since you say you've been with us for a year and you haven't gotten anything, is have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you are getting by chance?
No, I don't. Anything.
You don't? Okay, so give me a second here. Let me look on the dashboard. Okay, so this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,580 times, and you've had 34 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you might have gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware, because there's also 79 leads on the dashboard that are coming in through the tracking number that we're promoting for you.
That's not true. That's not true. It's not coming to my, any to my phone. I don't understand.
Let me check here.
I don't understand.
I want to check something. One second. Have you seen the website that we built for you?
I don't see because I call many times the local supply to help me to set up the page. And
so I'm sending you a link to your website.
How to log in, but never coming back, never say nothing, and I'm determined. I don't want any more service to the local place. Please.
The problem is you're $149 past due, and on October 29th.
I don't pay this month. I'm sorry.
Well, it will reoccur to $298.
I tell you, I cancel. I pay more than $2,000 for that, for nothing. If you coming to my shoes, you understand me. You don't want to give you it for nothing, $2,000.
Right. I understand that.
So I can't pay to that. No.
That's between you and your credit. All I can do is stand by what
you
agree
to. Put the credit, but I don't pay any more cents.
The problem, Candido, is that $149 was due on September 29th, and per your agreement, the only way to prevent that charge is you have to call us 3 business days prior. But I want to explain something to you, if I may. On your Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, 60 directories, on all of the destinations and on the website, we have a phone number of 301-701-3500. When people call it, it forwards over to your number, 301-679-9890. And there are 79 leads on the dashboard coming in through that number. So that's how I know that it's working for you.
How my phone not ring?
Let me check, because there's one from last week, which is a 6-minute call. So let me listen to it real quick and just see what it is. One second here. I want to make sure that you're answering it just to see. It's a 6-minute and 20-second call from September 26th. I'm listening to it right now. Oh, so her name was Gradinia, and she was calling from Yelp. Okay, so, but it did come to you because I heard you say, I heard your voice on there. Let's see what else. There's another.
But it is not for local supplies. It's for the start to Google. And I talked to her. I don't want anything. I explained to her.
Yes. Are you still there, Candido?
Yeah, I'm here. I explained to Cordinia. I don't want anything to do. I said, please stop.
She said she was calling from Yelp. That's a different service. That's not our service. She said...
Exactly. But she, I don't know. She said something to about, and I don't want to hear anything on the bus. So I don't want to see any to Google. Please stop.
Okay, so the only way I can cancel it and prevent further charges is I have to collect the past due balance. And I can help you out a little bit, Candido.
I can do anything. I can do anything. Stop, please. Please.
Okay, so you'll get further notifications regarding the payment being past due just because...
Whatever you want to do, but I don't pay any more cents. It's enough giving money for nothing.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Candido. Can you look at your text message real quick and just look at the link I sent you?
I don't want it. You understand? I want to stop.
Right, but I've seen this affect people's credit and a $149 balance.
I said again, please stop. Stop.
Right, but on... It's kind of like if I...
How can I pay for nothing, please? You don't understand? How can I pay you for nothing?
No, if you didn't want to pay us and prevent
year,
that September 29th...
$2,000 every month, $150 for nothing.
But you didn't call us prior to your billing date to cancel. That's the problem. You have to call us 3 business days
That's the reason because I call many times and nobody answered me. Nobody say nothing. And now, when the guy called me a few minutes ago, I told him about that. I don't want to pay anymore. Please.
Yes. He's in the call center. All he does is sign up.
You receive my money the whole year.
And
so, I called to the consumers, and I put client to you.
I'm looking
and
at
to my lawyer too.
Right, and they'll just show them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. That's the problem. It's not that you can't cancel. You can cancel at any time.
And also, after 1 year. You renew automatics. Do nothing to me.
Yes, on your...
automatic renewing.
On the voice verification recording, it has you agreeing to the automatic renewal of $149 each month on the 29th. And in order to prevent that, you have to call...
Nobody asked me anything. Automatic, continue. The new one. And
so,
I know I make a wee for 1 year. And 1 year is in June.
We don't do 1 year contracts. We only do month-to-month.
In automatic, you charge me in my account.
Right. We do an automatic renewal on a month-to-month subscription, letting the client know that they can cancel at any time. You don't have to stay with us for a year, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing. So that's all. You could have stayed with us for 3 months if you wanted to. You were not subscription.
All the 16-day in the month is the secret pay. So it's more than 2 weeks to that time. It's not time to cancel.
Your billing date is the 29th, it says. It was on the 13th up until March, but in April it changed to the 29th. So somebody gave you three extra weeks in April.
You don't say nothing. I don't mind renewal. I don't mind changes. I don't mind charges. And don't do anything. It's incredible.
I want to ask you one thing. I'm not supposed to do this, but I want to make sure that this doesn't turn into a bigger issue for you. You do have an option of, once the program is up to speed, to cancel it and keep the website and just pay $29 a month for the website. So naturally, I'm not supposed to offer that to you.
I don't need a website, I don't need anything.
Right, but what I'm saying is rather than on October 29th, you having 298 past due, you could pay the $29 and then you could cancel right after. And that way you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. And like I said, I'm definitely not supposed to reduce the past due balance from $149 to just $29. But in your case, I will get that approved for you because I understand what you're saying. Would that work?
Say one more time, what's the option you gave me?
So I'm going to change your past due balance from $149 to just $29. That's for the website hosting. And then after we collect that, I can cancel your program. I can't cancel it while it's in a past due status, but once the payment's up to speed, I can cancel it. So I can do that for you, and that will prevent further charges, and you won't have to worry about anything else in the future.
You say $25?
$29.
Okay. Chart does a $29 today.
Yes.
Please, write my name, my account. No, I don't want to hear any more time.
Okay, let's do that, and that way you won't have to worry about any further charges. So for that final payment of $29, is it going to be a different card? Because the Visa we have, it says it's no good.
No, I don't have any more card.
Okay. So in order to pay for the 29, how did you want to do that? Do you want to do it with a checking account or a MasterCard or Discover?
I don't have any information to my account with me in this moment.
Okay.
I'm on the home.
No problem. So we can do it later. Do you want me to call you back later or do you want to call me later?
Whatever you want to do. If you want to call me, fine. If not, I call you later.
Okay. So is later today better or would tomorrow be better? When do you think you'll have your account info on you?
Come tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. I'll call you around the same time tomorrow, Candido, and then we'll get that $29 paid, and that way I can cancel your account, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a nice day, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.